Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You on the air? You in there? Say something.
I'm on. I think. I was just digging those triplets.
I'm telling you, you know, when I found out, because I'm a Michigan fan. I've been one all my life. My father went to Michigan.
Oh.
My father, he actually graduated from Michigan. You know, it's a step up, more than I did, actually. I never quite graduated from Michigan or any place else. And I know the history of the team. In the early 1900s, it was referred to as the point a minute team because they averaged 60 points a game. They were the team. And of course, over the years, you know, they developed a rivalry with Ohio State. And if you're a Michigan fan, you hate Ohio State. You're not sure why. And what was that?
Joe's ready when you are.
Oh, I'm ready. Where is he? Put him on. I got Joe. Joe?
Yes, sir.
Nobody's loud enough for me. Say something, Joe. Do an air check for me.
Check, check. 1-2, 1-2. Newsman, bluesman, buzzkill man.
Okay. All right. Secret words. That's code. So, Joe, when Brandmeier was working at GN, I think in the morning, wasn't it the morning that we bonded over Michigan?
Indeed, it was.
Get in the phone, Joe. I don't have to remind. I don't have to remind you of that.
Sure. There was a game early in the mid 2010s there where Michigan actually was close to beating Ohio State, and they went for two and lost the game by 1 point. And you and I had bonded over the tragic loss to the Ohio State Buckeyes.
But it was just, you know, one of many tragic losses. And last year Michigan sucked a duck. I mean, I don't watch if I think they're going to lose, and this is with any team. If one of my teams looks like it's going to lose, and it's I'll not watch.
Turn it off.
Everything's recorded. If I find out later that they won, I go back and watch it. And it's a feel-good all the way. As a matter of fact, the worse off they look, the more exciting it becomes because you know they win. So, I mean, I just, you know, and I was so sure, you know, Ohio State and Michigan, I've seen this movie too many times. And I sat, you know, I got ready to watch it because it's, I mean, if you're a football fan, that's the biggest game, maybe, you know, of the season. Michigan finally makes it to go against. And I was just, you know, they're not going to win this game. They are not going to win this game. And I decided I wasn't going to watch it. I'm sitting there on the couch. I'm starting to watch it. And I'm like, no, I'm not devoting 3 years of my, or 3 hours of my life to being tortured by Ohio State. Bad enough that they're going to win. I don't want to be tortured watching them do it. And so I left and did something else. Went out to dinner and came back. And somewhere I saw, no, it was actually the next day, Sunday. I pick up the paper and I see Michigan beats Ohio State. Oh, my God.
And beat them bad.
Let's go.
And beat them bad.
A beatdown.
What are the odds? Didn't Ohio State destroy Michigan State?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they sure did.
And didn't Michigan State beat Michigan?
Yeah, but that's fool's gold.
That is fool's gold.
Transitive property doesn't always work out.
Yeah. But I mean, I couldn't believe it. And the only reason I think that they won so decisively is that the day before when I was getting ready to watch, I put on my Michigan T-shirt.
There you go.
And I never took it off.
There you go.
The key to the game. Buzz win.
I never took it off. And I believe, you know, it's that kind of devotion that can motivate a team. I'm sure they were aware of whether I was wearing my T-shirt or not. And I also have, oh, man.
Maybe the key is not watching, too.
And that's another thing. You never know what's happening here with these. Oh. On the goals of this season, Jim Harbaugh said this at the beginning of the season. To win the championship, to beat Ohio. That's what we want to do, and we're going to do it or die trying.
Do it or die trying, Buzz.
Okay, that sounds you know, pretty hardcore. But check out what Bo Schembechler said a few years ago when he was running the team. We owe it to every man, woman, and child in the state of Michigan to beat the Buckeyes and silence their fans. Now go out there and make it happen. He drags the kids into it.
The rivalry has completely gone off the rails. Since the turn of the century, Ohio State had won 17 of 20.
Wow.
17 of 20.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you said, you walked into this game, no matter how much you dislike Ohio State, there is just this feeling in your gut that things were not going to go right. And I'll tell you, Buzz, a week ago today, I wasn't confident that they were a 7-point, 8-point underdog, and I didn't think that they were gonna beat them the way that they did. I hoped that they would, but I wasn't picking Michigan to win last week.
But you watched, didn't you?
Oh, I watched every second, Buzz. Every single second.
I mean, I don't know why I think like this, because I'm alone in thinking like this. If I truly believe. And I did truly believe that Michigan stood no chance of winning that football game. None. And I just thought, you know, no. It's going to be a three-hour heartbreak. I'm not doing it. And I moved on. And in retrospect, I guess I wish I'd watched it.
For sure you wish you watched it.
It's hard to say that 10 times.
I barely say it once.
So... Yeah.
For me, no matter how bad it's gotten, it's always been the game that I've looked forward to most. You know, no matter what sport, the Michigan-Ohio State football game, every single season, even when it was really bad, Michigan fired Lloyd Carr after the 2007-ish season, went with Ruth Rodriguez. That went really poorly. They went with Brady Hoke after that, and he won his first game in 2011. A few years later, things were off the rails again. And they brought in the savior, Jim Harbaugh. And Harbaugh did not.
He wasn't the savior. It didn't seem like he was the savior.
Yeah, and every single news outlet lets you know that. You know, you watch a game. I mean, even in Saturday's win, they keep flashing up the stats. He's 0-5 against Ohio State. He's 2-8 against top 10 AP teams. He just could not finish the job. And, you know, in 2016, they were both in the top five, you know, lost. JT was short, but they lost that game in Columbus. I think the big turning point in this game was they were finally back in Ann Arbor. And although things, again, weren't going great for Harbaugh, regardless of location, that was a big spot for the crowd to be there. And, man, they showed out. No doubt about it. The crowd played a big, big role last week against the Buckeyes.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I guess, you know, Harbaugh, had he not done well, there was talk that he wasn't going to last at Michigan. He was going to be, you know, he's going to be an assistant to his brother over at Philadelphia.
Baltimore?
Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore. Ravens?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Well, he actually took a pay cut. It had gotten so bad that, you know, he only had 1 year left on his contract, and as you mentioned before, last year was a total train wreck. They lost to Michigan State They lost to Rutgers. There were some bad losses last year. And obviously, you know, COVID played a role in it, but the team was
I didn't
not
see COVID
the
on
right
the field. I didn't see
right,
it.
Exactly.
What are the stats on COVID? Okay, listen, Joe, I gotta take a break and I gotta go, and I wanna thank you for just stopping by and lending your blue enthusiasm to the bid.
Happy to do it. Thank you for having me. Okay. One more game tomorrow night. Go Blue.